Patrick on Highway 11. Oh, Juliet Echo Tango, listening.
KO4HKX.
No, it was not me.
At that person, at least.
In Brea right now. Actually stopped to get some fuel.
All right, very good. Hope you're having a good day so far.
The truck went by on Highway 11, so I figured I'd give you a shout. Maybe that was you going by opposite direction. Probably Scott Craig. There's a good Berea taco place up there. Have you ever been to it? You know what? It's not in Berea. Actually, I think it's probably in it's off Wade Hampton up there, so I'm not sure if it's in Berea or if it's actually in Taylor's.
Not sure which one you're talking about. The only taco place that comes to mind on Wade Hampton is Tipsy Taco out there near the dealership.
I did a spot on one of the major networks too, featuring them, and they do get rave reviews, and they look very good. I haven't been out that way to try them.
I haven't either, and really can't help you on that one. Not a huge taco fan.
Homemade kitchen anyway, so you'd find something you like there, I'm sure.
If it says taco on it, and I assume that's all they do, then I generally don't pay it much of attention.
That's all right. There's plenty of other places on those major drives out there anyway.
Why they make different restaurants or have different restaurants is because everybody likes something different. So I'm not saying anything bad about them. I just, not my thing.
Yeah, and I like trying the mom and pop places, though, especially if they are featured like that, because generally means they're kind of good. So, and that one was just featured on, I don't know if it was Channel 4 or one of the networks. They did a spot on them, and they look delish.
I like the smaller mom and pop places, too. I'll eat at the chains, but I'd rather eat at the little small mom and pop places.
Being on the road a lot, that's what I try to do that as well, because I think you get a, generally, as long as it's a 5-star rated place or close to it, you get a much better value for your money too.
I agree with you 100%. So you're not out flying around the world today?
Kind of late this week. I go on Thursday, come back Saturday. I had to shift a little bit to get some things in. So that starts Thursday, come back Saturday, and shorter trip too, which is good.
Give you some time to get some things done around the house. Today looks like a really nice day so far to do it, other than the breeze.
I started early today. I was at the car wash early, which is, should have saved that for later. Because just out there vacuuming, it was cold. But did the oil change, dropped a couple things off, and picked up the Lazy Boy recliner for one of the rooms in the house. And so I just pull them back in now to unload it, actually.
Let you go, and good to hear from you this afternoon now. So good to talk to you, and look forward to talking to you on down the road. You stay safe out there and enjoy your time off. KO4HKX, and I'll be grilling your final. 7-3.
KX, Patrick, take care. Have a good afternoon. And WW4JET is clear to 2.
KO4HKX, KD4IOX.
KO4HKX, was that you causing trouble out on 85, losing half your load?
Hey, guitar ain't good, buddy.
It wasn't me. But I did want to let you know that I'm on my way home. Just let you know that, Patrick.
Rub it in, why don't you?
See me tomorrow, or listen to me anyway.
How do you need?
Get help,
Depends on how you looked at it. But you got done early today, that's good. Of course, I'm way ahead of schedule myself.
This is actually the time I'm supposed to be getting off every time, but since they changed the route on me, it hasn't been doing this way, but it's just been so quick and so light a route today. I actually got off on time. to put an extra stop in there. I got the extra stop done with time to spare.
And then you're getting to work tomorrow, so that's a good thing. And give you some more radio money.
Decided if I'm going to give it to you or give it to somebody in Orlando. It's not my decision.
And I just not ready to get rid of it, really. I thought I'd let you borrow it and make sure it's what you wanted.
Kind of engine on a 991A. So if I'm going to buy one, I'm going to pay that kind of money. I'm just going to buy brand new.
I'm with you. So, and just that way, at least, like I said, you get to pick with it and make sure it's something you wanted instead of just taking a chance at it.
So, how they operated, like I said, it's the first time I've ever used an ICOM. I like it. It's good radio. Really good. And if I got a good deal in Orlando, I might get one, but it just depends on what's available down there. And even if I go, we're not dead set in stone yet, but the more I'm thinking about it, the more I'm thinking I might just leave Wednesday and then early.
This weekend?
Yes. Where are we going? I don't know. I'm still kind of on the fence.
Close to go time, so you need to hurry up and make a decision.
My age, you know what go time is? Should you decide to go, then you go. That's, you know, I don't plan that thing far out in advance. You know, and even then, it still kind of depends on the weather. What's the weather going to be this weekend? And, you know, are the grandkids going to be here? And, you know, do I want to take them with me? That kind of thing. So it's a lot of variables in there.
That. So you're going to take the grandkids with you? I thought you said you had them, they come in this weekend.
Most of them in there. They've got their mother. It depends on, you know, what the schedule is. I mean, they have school, so if I take the kids, it's going to be after Friday or Friday afternoon or something, probably Saturday morning. So I don't know.
I hope you get to make up your mind and go if it's what you want to do, and enjoy your weekend, because I'd like to go down there at least one time and experience it.
Kind of for an overnight trip if the wife wasn't going, but then again, that may be up in the air too. That's not ruled out either. Before I drive, make it one or one or two days. Ooh, traffic's backed up here on 290.
Think about that. I know Tuesday when I was out there, it was backed up. So I think I'm going to have to start finding me another way around.
I'm doing the 101 route. I'm right here before it. I'll probably get through this one, but I don't know. There's probably another one down further, so I'm just getting happy to take it 101 now. So that's what I'm on.
At my next stop, so I'm going to jump out of here, try to get this day over with and get to the chiropractor's appointment this afternoon. But you be have a safe trip on up the mountain, and good luck weaving through the back roads there. KL4HKX, I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
You have a great day. Hope the chiropractor can fix whatever's broke. Be careful. 73, KD4, IOX.